Who are you?
Hi, my name is Fat Mike.
And you are from
I'm from nowhere good. I'm from NoFX, and I play in a band called Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, my real band. I got a record label.
Fat Mike, are you the punk rock Master P?
I don't know who Master P is.
Master P is this rapper. He's into everything. You know, he has clothing a lot. You know, he's just like all-around guy. You know, Master P.
I'm a jerk of all trades, for sure. I got my hand in a lot of different pockets, I guess.
And today you're at Warped Tour 2004 here in Vancouver. What can you tell me first off about Atmosphere? I did an interview with Atmosphere, and he was pretty wild.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Rapper Atmosphere, have you checked him out at all? What about rap on the Warped Tour? What do you think about rap on the Warped Tour?
Well, I think rap anywhere is bad, especially on the Warped Tour. I don't know. Atmosphere, is that a name of a rapper? I have no idea.
Yeah, he's on Epitaph, your former label.
Oh, right. Well, I don't know about him. I like punk rock.
Fat Mike, how's the tour been going so far for NoFX? I understand in Boise you had an interesting gig where you played all your songs slow, just for the fans. What happened there?
We did something we've only done three times before. It's called Slow Effects. And, you know, no distorted guitars. And we just play all our jazz and reggae tunes and no yelling. You know, just, everything's nice and soft. Because, you know, you go to the Warped Tour and you hear loud punk rock screaming all day long, especially these screamo bands. And you want to hear something nice. You want to relax. So that's what we did.
How did people respond to it? Because I understand they were getting quite angry, but then you pulled a fast one at the end and kicked into a fast song and people went nuts.
One fast song, which isn't a fast song. That's the key. So we did Whoops I OD'd, which is an acoustic song on the record, but we did that hardcore style. So a little switcheroo.
Fat Mike, you've also been doing the punkvoter.com.
.com.
You've been quite devoted to it. You've been doing all these interviews everywhere, like CNN, etc. Morning shows. That's real devotion. The morning shows.
You know, it's actually the only thing I've ever been devoted to. It's the hardest I've tried at anything. Because, you know, I don't like to try very hard at anything. But, you know, it's important. In America right now, or the United States, you know, we're screwed. And we need to get, you know, our president out of office and get someone else in there. So I'm using my celebrity and every connection I have. And, you know, I haven't done interviews in 8 years, so I'm using all that interview time now to get our message out there.
What are you finding out about these morning shows? Because you're going to have to phone in, like, really early for a lot of these, and you have phoned in. What's your vibe on these? Is it getting anything? What are you finding out about these morning shows?
I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning to do Howard Stern, so that was weird.
I understood I'm stayed up all night for that one. Like, you waited up for that.
You know, I tried, but I stayed up to about 3:30, and I couldn't make it because, you know, I didn't want to be a total idiot on the show, and I wasn't very good. I was out of my mind, and Howard Stern doesn't let you talk either, so.
How do you think these people are regarding you there, Fat Mike? Because I notice a lot of them are using your real name. Like, they won't just say Fat Mike. They have to use your real name.
Yeah, they feel uncomfortable with that. I don't know why. Fat Mike is, I think it's charming. It's a charming name.
But your real name, Mike, there's some amazing things about your real name. Do you know what they are?
No, I don't.
Well, Fat Mike and NoFX, you're doing punkvoter.com, and I was searching and trying to find out, and do you know that there actually is a senator out there in Idaho called Mike Burkett?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Like, this
look
is
at the resemblance, too.
I mean, this is amazing. Like, it's funny because they say Fat Mike and in brackets Mike Burkett, and this is a guy from Idaho, from a Democrat from Idaho.
I didn't know there were any Democrats in Idaho.
Yeah, he says a Democrat in Idaho.
That's incredible.
Because I guess I was thinking, Fat Mike, maybe you should team up with this guy because he must be wondering what the hell's going on.
I have to call him. Do you have his number?
No, but maybe we can search the net and go find out into Idaho.
Or get a hip flip going with him.
Exactly. And I was wondering about that, Fat Mike. What's it like meeting all these politicians? Yes, you can. Thank you very much. What's it like meeting with all these people? You just mentioned you had met with Kerry. What was that like? And would Kerry do the hip flip? I did the hip flip with the Prime Minister of Canada.
I bet he would. He used to play bass. Yeah, me and Eric Melvin went to a breakfast, a fundraising breakfast, and we went in the back room and met John Kerry. He was a really nice guy. I thought he was very sincere, and I gave him a Rocky Against Bush CD. And he looked at it, he goes, I'm going to listen to this on the plane. So he gave it to his buddy, and I'm sure he rocked out to Alkaline Trio.
So he was a pretty nice guy. What do you think about what you're doing? Like, does he need your money? Are you giving any money to Kerry? Because he doesn't need your money. Hasn't he raised the most money that anybody's ever raised?
Yeah, I donate some money to a lot of different causes. But no, we're not allowed to talk about what we're doing because we're a 527 corporation, and under new campaign finance laws, we can't tell them what we're doing. We can tell them what we have done, but we had a nice talk, and I talked to his campaign manager for about 5 minutes. They love us.
Well, if you ever need any help to get anybody to do the hip flip, please fly us down and we'll get Carrie on there.
I'll try. Next time we hang out. I want to play the big party when he wins, the inauguration. That's what I want to do. Me first in the Gimme Gimmes.
How do you do that? Like, what bands have played that? Like, didn't Fleetwood Mac play one of them for Clinton? Like, who's played the inaugurations? Do you have any background on that?
I have no background on that. But Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, you know, the greatest cover band in the world. Who better to play?
Fat Mike, what's it like doing all these interviews? I mean, you mentioned it's kind of strange because you haven't done them in years, but I saw you on the Dennis Miller show.
Right. I was nervous for a week before that. Where this show, I was nervous for about, you know, 30 seconds before this.
Ba-boom!
But I was nervous because he's a conservative. And, you know, this isn't what I do for a living. I don't do interviews. I hate them. And, you know, I've studied politics somewhat my whole life. But I'm not a debater. I don't do this. You know, I play in a band. So it was nerve-wracking. But I held my own. It was fine.
Yeah, I thought you did really good, but I thought one thing happened that maybe you didn't know what was going on. Underneath, when you were saying all these relevant points, it had this little prompt. Yeah. And what did it say underneath your name there, Fat Mike?
I don't know what it said. For Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, what else did it say?
No, it said Fat Mike first voted in 2000.
Right, that is true.
And I was kind of thinking, like, that almost sounded like a slag, the way they put it there. Like, here's Fat Mike saying stuff. Oh, look, he only voted first in 2000. Like, you were manipulated without you really even knowing it, you know, by the teleprompter thing or whatever.
The funny thing is I tell a lot of people that, because that's why I understand why kids don't vote. Because I didn't. I didn't think it mattered. And now we're getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of kids inspired and involved in politics now, because you just got to show them why this matters. That's why I've been doing these TV shows, because you tell kids, you're going to go fight these wars, you're going to get drafted, and you're not going to be able to get an abortion any longer, and our country is turning into a religious state, religious police state with the Patriot Act and all. And kids care now, because those are things that directly affect them.
What have you learned, though, about the dirty smear campaigns and stuff like that? What have you learned about politics, Fat Mike? Because I was saying, I'm not going to underestimate this. Seeing, like, first voted 2000, the way they put down a teleprompter right then and there. I mean, what have you learned? Have you incorporated any of this sort of stuff into your attack? And have you had any of this stuff thrown at you?
Well, that's the problem with liberals, progressives, and, you know, Democrats is they play fair. And Republicans really don't play fair. And I'll tell you what Dennis Miller did do that was very strange. He gave me 15 questions that we were going to talk about, and he didn't ask one of them. So I was prepared for all the questions, and he didn't ask any of them. So that's how they play.
And he began by saying, Bush is a punk. Is Bush a punk? He kind of is a punk.
No, Bush is not a punk. Maybe he, some a member of Total Chaos, but, you know.
Ba-boom!
No, I don't know how he could say that. He's a... If anything, he's a country western singer, you know.
Well, Fat Mike, you mentioned John Kerry playing bass. Jello Biafra, who you've taken on this punk voter tour, he tells people to be very, you know, aware, watch out of this stuff. Like, for instance, you know, Tipper Gore claimed to have been in a garage band. Can you believe it when these guys say, hey, Fat Mike, I used to play bass, or I'm in... Now, how do you know what's going on?
I saw a picture of him with a bass guitar in a band. So he may have superimposed his head, but I think he would. And I told him I was a bass player. He's like, all right, we got a lot in common. So, he's all right. He's pretty hip.
How's the tour been going with Jello Biafra? You had mentioned to me something about El Jefe not being too aware of Jello Biafra's past.
Yeah, we told El Jefe, our guitarist, we asked him if it was okay if Jello Biafra rode with us on our bus. He goes, tell them they can get their own bus. So, he thought Jello Biafra was a band. And the funny thing was watching Jello and El Jefe talk about stuff on the bus. That was incredible. You know, because Jello Biafra's talking about Walter Mondale and politics, and El Jefe's talking about hip-hop, or the first time he saw Suicidal Tendencies. You know, it was pretty crazy. Neither one of them had any idea what each other was talking about.
So they didn't bond at all together? Because I think the Suicidal might have bonded them together, don't you think?
I don't think so.
How about Jello and David Cross? Like, how's the punk voter tour going there, Fat Mike? Like, you have all these different bands in there. I know you had Jello Cross. Yeah, David, I guess maybe too bad it wasn't Jello Cross. But how did David Cross versus Jello and all that work?
Jello Biafra, he's very knowledgeable about politics, but he really digs deep into certain issues, and sometimes he loses the kids. I mean, he'll talk for 3 to 4 hours when he gives a speech, you know, at universities. And David Cross, you know, he's fucking hilarious. He's the greatest. So when he was doing some of the Punk Voter shows, he had the kids just glued, and he brought an older crowd too. So that was incredible having him open for us.
And how about Jello? Did kids come back with any sort of Jello information? Because were you afraid that he might say, don't vote Democrat, don't vote Democrat, go for Nader, or go for whoever?
We kind of had a deal, and he's not a Democrat, but we kind of had a deal that he is not going to tell the kids who to vote for. The tour is to inform kids on how bad a president George Bush is and his administration. So that was where we found, you know, our common ground. So that's what we did. We informed the kids. And we don't have to go into who to vote for. I don't say who to vote for. He doesn't say who to vote for. And I think we accomplished a lot.
Fat Mike, you were also on the Howard Stern show, as you said, at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
On the Howard Stern show, I heard a little excerpt, but I understand that somebody phoned in. Was there some punker that phoned in while you were on the Howard Stern show trying to kick you ass?
Right. It was Michael Graves, who was the second ex-singer of the Misfits. And he's a conservative punk, which is weird. And he wanted to debate me on NPR, National Public Radio. And I said, no, I don't want to debate you. It's really a waste of my time. So he called it the Howard Stern Show. And Howard Stern and Robin and all of them just beat up on the guy. They really humiliated him on the air. So it was pretty awesome.
And he's part of conservativepunk.com. Did you ever think the Misfits, one of your favorite bands of all time, or a guy associated with it, would have something to do with conservativepunk.com?
You know, there's a couple of people that surprised me. Johnny Ramone is in there. Dave Smalley from Down By Law is in there. Actually, those are the only... Oh, and they also list Steve Bader's as one of their contributors, even though he is deceased. But he is on their list.
How do they do that?
I don't know why they do that. Because really, finding a conservative punk rocker is pretty tough, so they have to go into the dead section.
Do you feel a sense of, like, pride? Like, I've created conservativepunk.com? Like, in the same way I interviewed Newfound Glory earlier today, and I talked to them about the band Warrant. The guy in the band Warrant now is a Mohawk and wears a Newfound Glory t-shirt. It's like, you caused that to happen. Like, when you look at all these websites, even if they're against your cause, don't you kind of feel like, that's wild that I kind of began this storm?
I guess it's weird, but, you know, I knew there was going to be a backlash for sure, because NoFX is not a political band. We've always had political songs, but we're a fun band. So when we start talking about politics and getting serious, of course people are going to say, why should we listen to you? You're drunk. You know, remember my last interview? But, so this year, I mean, I'm graduating college. I'm not an idiot. And someone had to stand up and unite the punk rock scene and, you know, try to make a difference, because it's an important time right now. So I don't think it's weird. I knew there was going to be a backlash, but it's worth it. If we can get a few 100,000 kids involved in politics and help take our country back, then it's all worth it.
Fat Mike, I want to read you a quote from a band that maybe isn't too much into Punk Voter. They're called Acceptance. And they said, it is almost sad because most of the kids that are interested in Fat Rec and Fat Mike are 14 and 15 and can't even vote. How do you address that?
Last time we played Seattle, we played the Showbox Theater, and there were 1,600 people, and it was an over 21 show. So sure, there's a lot of kids that are into Fat Records, but I write my songs for adults. I mean, all our themes are for adults. So actually, I think our average age group is over 18, certainly.
Are you going to try to register?
The Warped Tour kids are 15 and 16 mostly, but not NoFX fans. NoFX and Bad Religion fans, they're in their 20s. So.
Are you going to try to register anybody today in Canada? Because there's a lot of Americans in Canada. And do you actually try to register people at the gigs?
We've been getting about 300 people a day, new registered voters on the Warped Tour, which is great. Because, like that band said, there are at least half the kids are under 18 at the Warped Tour. So getting 300 new registered voters, I'm really proud of. But, yeah, Canadians, I don't know. You guys seem to be doing okay up here. I got no problems with your government right now. In fact, I wish, you know, Americans would see gay marriage and have some respect for gay people like Canadians do.
Fat Mike of NoFX, you have punkvoter.com. What is punk?
Punk is a style of music that's offensive to society, purposely, and loud and obnoxious.
That's what I was curious about, because Jack Grisham of the band TSOL, he has said that punk is to screw girls and steal.
Right.
He also gone to...
Well, I'm not going to say anything about Jack, because he will kick my ass.
He also said that getting hurt is healthy.
I would like getting hurt.
And I would like to ask you, Fat Mike, what is the square root of 144?
12.
That's good, because Greg Ginn didn't know that answer. So now you've passed the punk rock black flag test.
Wow. Well, Greg Ginn is, he's a prick.
Fat Mike, he also smokes a lot of dope too, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Why is he a prick? As anybody, have you approached any other organizations to get involved with Punk Voter, like Discord or political labels?
Raymond Pettibone, his brother, they've been in litigation for years over artwork, and I know at least three bands, maybe not, but yeah, probably three that have been in court with Greg Ginn. He likes to sue people a lot.
Fat Mike of NOFX, is it true that fans pitch their tents in your front yard?
It doesn't happen that often. Maybe once a month.
That's kind of wild, isn't it? Like, pitching a tent in your front yard?
No, it's actually never happened.
That's good, because that happened with Kurt Cobain, because he lived near a park, right? And people would hang out in the park. Fat Mike of NOFX, moving back to Warped, what's the Warped 2004 experience like for you this year?
Blurry.
I understand a big highlight has been Juliette Lewis. Can you explain this? Juliette Lewis has been a lot of people's Warped highlight. She was on like 10 Warped dates. What's going on with Warped if Juliette Lewis is the highlight?
Well, her backup band is members of H2O. So, she's got some credibility there. I only got to see a couple songs, but I thought they were pretty good. You know what was crazier than that was in San Francisco, Alyssa Milano was on the NOFX bus. She watched us play. And the day before that, Drew Barrymore watched us play and was on our bus. So that's weird. Juliette Lewis, come on, Cape Fear, California. But Drew Barrymore and Alyssa Milano, some big names.
Fat Mike of NOFX, I'm looking here at a Spin magazine. And if I open it up right here, I was curious, I see a full-page ad for Rock Against Bush.
That's right.
Now, what I was wondering, Fat Mike, is how much does it cost to do something like that? That must be a lot of money.
I think this one is $16,000. We've spent probably $300,000 marketing this album.
Have you been refused to, people don't let you buy the ads and stuff like that? Was it hard to get into Spin?
No publications have refused us, but MTV won't take any ads. But Fuse will.
Has MTV ever taken ads for anything else ever?
They have, but they just made a new rule because of us that they're not taking any political ads that are not directly paid for by the candidates. So it's a bummer. I mean, we've sold about 300,000 of these, and we're taking all the money and spending it in marketing and doing all kinds of ads comparing Kerry and Bush. And MTV, they won't take our ads. Very strange.
Fat Mike, what about Hot Topic? I'm in a band. I want to get my t-shirt into Hot Topic. How hard is that?
Fat Records hasn't had any problem getting anything in Hot Topic, but they won't take the Rock Against Bush CD. They're the only chain in America that won't take it.
And what are they taking again?
Anything that doesn't have any politics, alcohol, religion, or profanity. That's their rule.
And Fat Mike, continuing on with the Warped tour here, check this out. I just found this absolutely amazing. This is a band here, Dashboard Confessional, and this is a car, their own car. They're not on Warped this year. However, Newfound Glory have their own car. What do you think about this, a car?
I don't understand it, but I don't understand Dashboard Confessional anyway. I guess a lot of car companies are sponsoring punk bands. Whatever. It's weird.
Fat Mike, what about...
I have a van.
What about for the Warped...
You know what? If we could get Lincoln to give us 1964 Continentals to sponsor us, I'd probably do that too. But I would do it for Honda.
That's pretty amazing. Continuing on here, Fat Mike, about Warped, I just think, is this what Warped has come to right here, where they have this ad here? Your band could play for a week on Warped Tour 05, the John Lennon writing contest. What is going on there?
I don't know what that is about. But, Nardwuar, the Warped Tour really is the most amazing tour. We've been doing it, this is our sixth time doing it, and we don't really do anything commercial. but it's so fun for the bands that forget all this commercial stuff. The Warped Tour is so fun. You can't not do it. You get to hang out with your favorite bands and your bros all day long, every day. Golf and gamble. We have Texas Hold'em every night. There's tons of crazy stuff going on every day. So, you know, people like to put down the Warped Tour. I'm backing it.
I just thought it was wild, though, the John Lennon songwriting contest type thing.
It's kind of nice. There's some kind of John Lennon Foundation that they have a bus on tour, and any band can go in there any day and record songs, and his foundation pays for it. It's pretty cool.
Wow, you've set me straight there, Fat Mike. I do appreciate you updating me on that. Also, we got to give Warp some props. Lala dead. What are your thoughts on that? Lollapalooza dead.
Well, that tour is horrible. They didn't get very good bands, and the bands they get want too much money, and they charge people too much money. That's why the Warped Tour is successful, because the bands don't do it for the money. Most of these bands can make a lot more money on their own, but they come here because it's such a good time, and that's why it's successful, and the ticket prices are low, and you know, hopefully it'll be around for a long time.
Now, is it true that Kevin Lyman, the organizer of Warped, drives around on his little bike, his bicycle every day, and if he doesn't like a band, he'll kick them off? Like, he has actually kicked bands off the Warped Tour, hasn't he?
Not because he doesn't like them.
Well, I heard this year he's kicked off four bands because he doesn't like them already.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. But,
it's a neat hands-on approach.
It's his tour. Let him do what he wants to. I've kicked bands off my label if I don't like them.
And that's what I was wondering, Fat Mike, about your Rock Against Bush comp. What was it like approaching some of the more mainstreamy bands? I know you had Sum 41 in your video, and you're good friends with them, and Paris Hilton, or whatever Hilton that was.
Yeah.
What was it like approaching those bands, like Newfound Glory, for instance?
It was super easy. In fact, just about every band I contacted said that they wanted to be part of it, and almost every one of them came through. What I did is I didn't call bands managers, I just called bands. And it's easy that way.
Were the labels reluctant at all? Because, you know, here's their band selling millions, and oh my God, they're going to become political.
Well, we didn't have any problems. The only problem was Good Charlotte. They had promised to do it. And about a week before deadline, their manager called and said they're not doing it. So that was all we heard about that. So that may have been because of their label. But No Doubt is doing the new one, and Foo Fighters and Green Day and Yellow Card. These are huge bands. Offspring, Sum 41. So maybe their label said not to do it, but the bands, it meant more to them. I mean, No Doubt called us. The Beastie Boys just called us, and they said they want to be on it, but they missed the deadline.
I like the way you said it, but they missed the deadline. Did you ever think you'd be saying that about me?
Sure.
The Beastie Boys missed the deadline. Well, I have a quote here, actually, from Newfound Glory, and they said, "We wanted to be on it because since we were younger, we wanted to be on a Fat Records comp."
Right, so I'm sure the politics meant nothing to them.
And then they say, "And it's not that we're against Bush."
Oh, actually, they're just trying to stay neutral because their drummer's a Bush supporter, but everyone else in the band is against Bush, but they're trying to stay neutral.
But I love the way they said that, like, oh man, we've always wanted to be at a Fat Records comp, now we get to be in. And then they're like, oh my God, this is against Bush. Not know that this was anti-Bush?
I don't see how you could not know. It's called Rock Against Bush. But, you know, I don't care why a band does it. I'm there. I put out this comp to sell records, because when you buy one, there's a DVD in it. And if you watch the DVD, you are no longer a Bush fan. And that is the whole point of it, is get information out to kids who don't normally read the newspaper or watch news. So it's not about the music on the Bush comp.
What do you think, though? Well, thank God it's not about the music with some of those bands on there. And you are Fat Mike of NOFX. Fat Mike, I was curious, though. Newfound Glory, before they submitted to your Bush comp, they've played aircraft carriers and stuff. They've done USO tours, and now they have this on their resume. Are you ruining these bands, Fat Mike?
You know, we're completely supportive of our troops, and Joan Jett, you know, played a Rock Against Bush show, and she was on the cover of AP with us, and that's the whole point. These bands that have played for the troops and that do support the troops want the troops to come back. They don't want them to die in a war for oil. So I want more bands like that, because the troops have seen them. Oh, these bands support us. But they're still against our president, because that's what this is about. We're not against the American government. We're not against the troops. We're against this particular president.
How frustrated do you feel, Fat Mike? Because I understand, no matter how many people vote, Bush will always win because he always has the conservative voters. And the conservative voters, i.e. a lot of the Christian voters, will always vote for him. And he doesn't have to court anybody else. He's going to win automatically.
His numbers are looking really bad as we speak. John Kerry has him beat by a 7-point margin right now.
But have you heard that theory that, like, George Bush Sr. learned you don't have to court, you don't have to really even campaign that hard, yeah, because he knows he has a lot of people that are out there that are going to vote for him regardless.
Wait, if this Bush would have done a mediocre job being president, he would have won easily. But he's done such a horrible job that I don't believe he will win again. So, yeah, he has a conservative base that will always vote for him. Well, that's what we say, you know, if you still like George Bush after what he's done, you have a character flaw. It's now it's a sense of pride or religion. It's logic is gone. Reason is out of the question here. It's all faith. Because that's what his president, his whole administration is. It's all based on faith. Faith, they're going to find a link between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. Faith that they're going to find weapons of mass destruction. Faith in God. It's all faith. You know, they don't have any facts on their side. And that's why it's so crazy to be living under this administration.
And it's crazy to be Fat Mike. I mean, you're leading this, Fat Mike. You're leading it. Did anybody else want to step up before you? Was there any rumblings of anybody else? I mean, you're doing this, Fat Mike.
I don't know. We started doing this in 2001. And I started it, but I'm certainly just... I'm not more important than anyone else than Bad Religion or Anti-Flag or Green Day. Everyone is doing their part. Everyone is mentioning it. On stage on the Warped Tour, when we're playing in the U.S., everybody mentions to go to the punk voter booth and to stand up against his president. So that's what punk voter is 200 bands joining together. Really, for the first time, the punk rock scene is united against one person. So I think it's pretty good, but it's pretty cool, but it's not me. It's everybody.
What about own personal sacrifice? I mean, you're doing this with a lot of your own money. Like, you're going out there and doing this. And it's like, what's that like?
Why do you make money? Like, when I started this, I dropped $100,000, you know, just to start it. But why do you make money if you can't use it for something? What am I going to do with it? Buy stuff?
Well, how about Erin, your wife? Is she going like, no, don't spend this? I mean, do you ever think about anything like that? I mean, you know.
I've been, NoFX is successful. I have a record label. You know, my wife can still buy nice clothes. I have a nice van. I have a few guitars. You know, whatever. I mean, this is important to me, so why not spend the money?
How about own label affairs and stuff? Like, I understand Epitaph Records are cock-blocking you from signing Swedish rockers Randy.
I wish I could sign Randy. I love Randy. What a great band. But the new album's not good anyway.
Addicts of Communicate.
That's Human Atom Bomb. That's one of the best records of all time. But the newest record, see, you haven't heard the new one. It's not that good. Sorry, Randy. But
Well, thanks so much, Fat Mike. Really appreciate your time. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Well, I'm glad to be here in Vancouver, and I'm really hoping that Bush doesn't win the next election, because I might be moving here.
Thanks so much, Fat Mike. Keep on rocking in the free world, and do 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 do. Ahem.